Hello, this is Jonathan Andrew Walter, and welcome to another Economic Week in Review from EconTechBlog.com. This is the Economic Week in Review for July 10th through 14th, 2006. References are available on the blog. Please check that out or send me comments to talk@econtechblog.com. Events in the Middle East overshadowed the relatively light economic news this week. Americans added to their revolving debt load in May, pushing consumer credit higher overall. Rising energy prices contributed to a wider U.S. trade deficit for the month. Business inventories rose at a higher-than-expected rate, and June retail sales fell, due largely to weaker auto sales. For the week, the S&P 500 index fell 2.3% to 1,236, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note declined 0.8% to 5.06%. A surge in revolving credit, which involves debt such as credit cards, pushed consumer credit up $4.4 billion in May. This is an annualized increase of 2.4%. Revolving credit increased $6.7 billion from April, the category's biggest dollar jump since October 2004, and it's an annualized gain of 9.9%. Non-revolving credit, such as education and auto loans, fell $2.2 billion. And that's its first decrease since November 2005. Exports climbed $2.7 billion in May, but imports increased even more, widening the U.S. trade deficit to $63.8 billion. The deficit figure, which was within analysts' expectations, was slightly higher than the revised $63.3 billion figure for April. Now, imports rose $3.2 billion in May, due largely to soaring prices for energy products. Petroleum imports registered $27.9 billion for the month. Compare that with $18.6 billion in May 2005. The goods deficit with China also widened from $17.0 billion in April to $17.7 billion in May. Retail sales in June dipped 0.1%, counter to expectations. The decrease was almost entirely due to auto-related sales. Those fell 1.4%. Excluding the auto category, retail sales climbed 0.3%, which is led by strong furniture and home furnishing sales. Gasoline sales jumped 1.1%, which reflected higher gas prices at the pump through the month. And they were 20.4% higher than June 2005. Excluding both gas and auto sales, retail sales gained 0.1%. Slowing auto and parts sales contributed to a 1.6% jump in retail inventories in May. This led to a higher-than-expected 0.8% gain in total business inventories. Auto-related inventories grew 3.2% for the month, while stock on clothing retailers' shelves climbed 1.1%. Manufacturers' inventories were flat. Total business sales rose 1.4% for the month, with manufacturer sales growing 2.2%. Looking ahead at the next economic week, the June consumer inflation figure is going to be reported on Wednesday. On Thursday, the Federal Reserve Board is going to release the minutes of June's Federal Open Market Committee meeting. The week will also include reports on industrial production on Monday, wholesale inflation Tuesday, and new residential construction on Wednesday. Lastly, on Thursday, the Index of Leading Economic Indicators comes out. Taking a look back at this week of the several economic reports that were released, we have on the 10th, the Consumer Credit Report was released. This is a report, the Consumer Credit Report, is a report coming out from the Fed on the dollar value of consumer debt. It includes categories like credit cards and store charge accounts. Those are called revolving debt. It also includes, in the Consumer Credit Report, includes longer-term loans for autos, education, recreation vehicles, etc. That's known as non-revolving debt. The level of consumer credit, that's considered a barometer of consumers' financial health. It's also an indicator of potential spending patterns. On the 12th this week, the U.S. trade balance came out for May. That came from the Commerce Department. This is a monthly report that comes out with revisions. And the report is just the difference of the dollar value of exports and imports. Because foreign trade is an important component of aggregate economic activity, this represents a significant portion of the gross domestic product. Also, the level of exports, that's an indicator of the global competitiveness of U.S. industries. On the 13th, the initial jobless claims came out for the week ending of 7-8 last week. This is a weekly report, comes out with revisions. Is this the number of individuals who filed for unemployment insurance for the first time in the prior week? This weekly figure is interesting, although the four-week moving average is much truer of a gauge for true initial jobless claims. Then on the 14th, retail sales came out. Retail sales is a report from the Census Bureau, which is in the Department of Commerce, comes out once a month. It's a report of the dollar value of sales of a broad range of goods. Everything from cars to gasoline, furniture, clothing, food service, everything. Retail sales are a major indicator of consumer spending trends, and this accounts, of course, for a substantial portion of total consumer spending and aggregate economic spending. Like the president says, the consumer is driving the economy. So here, looking at retail sales and also consumer credit, you can get a better idea of what's really happening for the consumers in their driving of the economy. Lastly, business inventories came out on the 14th. This is on May from the Commerce Department. And business inventories is a monthly report of the dollar value of the product inventories held by manufacturers, wholesalers, and retailers. In this report is included the inventories to sales ratio, which is a gauge of the number of months it would take to deplete existing inventories at the current rate of sales. This is an important indicator of the near-term direction of production activity. I gave a little review of the economic reports. Let me know if you like that, if you would appreciate having more depth or less depth. I really would like to get some feedback for how you'd like me to change this up. So look forward to hearing from you. Thanks. Send emails to talk@econtechblog.com. You may have noticed if you go visit econtechblog.com, it's redirecting to jawspeak.com, which is my blog I'm combining these two together with. So there's a little rough edges for a few weeks, but things are going to be cleaned up. Got a new design coming out. Excited about that. And you'll see that on the blog probably about a month or so. Thanks a lot.